Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
It's craptacular.
On Crap from the Past.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Happy New Year, and thanks for tuning in to Crap from the Past. First order of business, new theme music. You like it? I made it myself. Next order of business, my holiday present, which I enjoy immensely and I will share with you right now. It's an alarm clock.
Morning, Robert. Time for walking.
And it makes me very happy. Third order of business, I have a cold. I have a cold that started off as a head cold, and now it's sort of dripping into my chest, and I'm thoroughly congested, and I thought, what better time to record this show than when I sound like crap? And fourth order of business, today's topic. A guy, well, it was supposed to be a tribute to a guy named Gary Portnoy. He's the guy who sang the theme from Cheers, but I couldn't stretch that out to a whole 15 minutes, so we're doing TV stuff today. Gary Portnoy, born New Year's Day, 1956, and he's best known, well, I think he's only known for recording the theme from Cheers. It was originally released in 1982 as a single on Earth Tone Records, and they called it the theme from the TV show Cheers. Shortly after that, a marginally bigger record company called Applause Records picked it up and gave it a real title and called the thing Where Everybody Knows Your Name. They released it as a single in 1983, and it got as high as number 83 on the charts, so I can't imagine that you would have ever heard the full version of this song ever on the radio. Here it is, Gary Portnoy and his 4 minutes of fame on Crap from the Past.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead, the morning's looking bright. Your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Familiar song to you, I'm sure. It's Gary Portnoy singing the theme from Cheers. It's actually called Where Everybody Knows Your Name. And we here at Crap from the Past wanted to wish Gary Portnoy a happy birthday, January 1st, 1956. Happy birthday, Gary. Let us turn briefly to another one-hit wonder, or I guess no-hit wonder, in the world of TV and pop music, Steve Carlisle. The name probably does not ring a bell at all, but he sang the theme from WKRP in Cincinnati, and it was produced by Buckner and Garcia, the guys who would, in 1981, have a big hit single with Pac-Man Fever. Produced by Buckner and Garcia, here's Steve Carlisle and his only entry onto the charts, WKRP in Cincinnati on Crap from the Past.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never once in a while. Heading up that highway, leaving you behind. Hardest thing I ever had to do. Broke my heart in two, but baby, pay no mind. The price for finding me was losing you. Memories help me hide my lonesome feeling. Far away from you and feeling low. It's getting late, my friend, my love, I miss you so. Take good care of you, I've gotta go.
Carlisle on Crap from the Past and WKRP in Cincinnati, and it was released as a single in 1981, and it didn't do all that well. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is the first show of the year on Crap from the Past, and since I'm doing all TV stuff this week, I was planning on using a laugh track, which I thought would have been pretty entertaining, but also pretty cheesy. And I figure, well, since I got this head cold, it makes me sound like Kim Carnes, that eliminates the need for the laugh track, in my opinion. Finally, we're up to one more guy, Joey Scarberry. He's best known for that Believe It or Not song. It's the theme from the TV show The Greatest American Hero from 1981, and he had this enormous single with it in the summer of 81. What not a lot of people realize is that Joey Scarberry was a session singer for many, many, many years before that single in 1981. In fact, I unearthed a 45 on ABC Dunhill Records from 1969, where he covers the old Animals tune, The House of the Rising Sun. If my math serves me correctly, he was 14 years old when he cut The House of the Rising Sun in 1969, because he was only 25 when he did the Greatest American Hero theme. So, in Rick D's style, I will now mix together the Greatest American Hero theme with Joey Scarberry's earlier version of The House of the Rising Sun. It will be fantabulous, and it's all right here for you on Crap from the Past.
Thank you. house of the rising sun.
My gosh, that was fantastic. Joey Scarberry, two songs from Joey Scarberry. He did The House of the Rising Sun when he was 14 years old, and around 11 years after that, he recorded that Greatest American Hero theme. Well, there you go, two from Joey Scarberry, one from Steve Carlisle, and one from the guy who inspired this ridiculous show, Gary Portnoy. It's TV Land here on Crap from the Past. Well, you just survived another thrilling installment of Crap from the Past, which is written, produced, engineered, recorded, mastered, yada, 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 all right here in the Weird Room in Minneapolis. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for tuning in. I will be enjoying my holiday present here.
Morning, Gromit. Time for walkies.
That is so wonderful. Hopefully I'll be feeling better next week, and if I'm not feeling better, my voice will be even worse. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.